this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Episode number
68 in my home state.
We're in the golden years right now, fellas.
This is quite nice.
68.
Jaromir Jagr.
Jaromir Jagr. Okay. I feel like there 68 is the number of offensive linemen everywhere, like the second string guy who has an 11-year career.
Sounds about right.
You know what I mean?
All right.
18 starts, 11 years.
The blindside guard, if you will. We were just talking about how I have a new technique for watching football.
Dead on, too. Dead on, I want to say.
This is also the it's not a 69, it's 68 NO, you won.
Shout out the homie Grand Poobah from Brand Nubian.
Mm-hmm.
Brand Nubians.
Plural.
The technique I was referring to is watch the blindside guard, and you'll know what's going to happen on the play.
All right.
Will that help you bet, play fantasy football better, get laid? Absolutely not.
But if you wanted to be the guy at the bar who just was calling out run or pass,
right,
and like right when the snap happened, you could just sit there and be like, run!
Right.
Pass!
Right. Now, I wonder, would you appreciate that guy at the bar? Or would you? I'd be like, dude, like it's going to happen in 0.2 seconds.
The so first time down. You would appreciate him, but then you would get it would get old.
Yeah.
Although it is kind of like a David Blaine thing where if you didn't know where it was coming from, you'd be like, this guy's a fucking genius.
He's amazing.
He's in Chip Kelly's head right now.
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Oh, man. It feels good to be here.
Wanna do you know where the buttons are on the soundboard?
Yo, what up? It's Jay Zone, a.k.a. Chief Chincho, the Onion Ring. Pimp!
Pimp!
You're checking out Chrome Bills. Stay tuned.
I am I'm
is
recording live.
Is he really
live.
The Onion Ring pimp, though?
Is anyone else going to fight him for that title? That would be my question.
I like onion rings a lot.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Have you ever sold them on the street corner?
I don't know.
At markup.
He might have fucked an onion ring, though. He might have banged the onion ring out.
The he O-ring. Did
he hit the O-ring. I feel like that's a conversation we could have. What's the weirdest thing you've ever fucked?
Okay.
Let's have that for the listeners, though.
This I don't is the talk after about Thanksgiving that. Episode.
I got to sit
can't
in the same room with you guys.
Yeah.
Why, we got family listening? Did this come up at either of your Thanksgivings yesterday?
They didn't ask us, although that would be a good conversation to have. Like, yeah. What's the weirdest thing you ever stuck your dick in?
Right.
I was thinking about, so a friend of the
your
show.
Your grandmother.
Friend of the show, Henley Halem, was telling me he's managing this dude whose name is like, I love something.
Okay.
And it's like a really popular rapper out right now. There's this song that goes, going up on a Tuesday. It's like the whole hook is about, the song's about Tuesdays, in case you were wondering what day of the week you could listen to that song.
Man, what is like can you break down what going up on a Tuesday means?
I think it was just a song about partying so hard that you're actually partying hard on a Tuesday.
Okay, I was thinking that meant like giving fellatio to a two or something.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
All right.
You got real. That was some C's Mike's level OCD looking at it right there.
Maybe I was getting too into it.
You got hey, I'm not.
Here's my thing on that. I'm just kidding.
No, what I was
policy.
Goal policy.
Chuck, we got to get you on the soundboard.
Dude, Captain Soundboard is recording live from the Haleo Studios.
It's good to have
with
you
the
here,
one
man.
And only Steve Bills, and of course.
Cold policy.
Chuck's back. He's in person. Again, for our new listeners to Chrome Bills, thanks again for finding us on SoundCloud, iTunes. Please share with your friends and enemies.
Please go to paypal.com and send 68 cents to chromebills@gmail.com.
Which I didn't set up yet,
okay,
which is on
but,
me. But
we you're going to set it
yet.
Up. It will be set up
set by when this posts on Monday. So this is technically the Black Friday episode, which right. segues into what I was going to say mm-hmm. about different styles three new members just based off of text conversations today that I came up with.
Okay.
One is actually new hot MC in the underground, Black Friday.
Oh, Black Friday's tight.
Yeah, Black Friday. Yo, he's got bars, and he's also, like, there's a pretty good deal if you want to buy his stuff.
And but he's actually black.
Well, right.
Of course.
Well, here's the problem, though. He's never made much on sales, on record sales, because he's always selling them at such low prices.
Right.
Yeah.
Then there's my boy One and Done, which is actually, I said my boy, but it's actually a duo.
Duo.
There's One and then there's Done. It's D-U-N.
Yeah.
One and Done.
Yeah.
And I just deleted the other one. So we're just going to roll with those two, right? All right,
fair enough.
I got a couple that I always, I think I mentioned this about how in sports it's always funny to me when they're like that blitz is an exotic look. And like football people are such copycats that they always use like the word exotic. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I feel like sometimes you'll hear about sports curious outcomes. You know what I mean? That could be like a tie. Like that was a curious outcome.
I mean, there was a rapper named Curious.
Curious outcome, right? Yeah, that could
with
have
a
been.
K, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Spell it with.
And it's also C U M.
Spell it with a J and not with a G.
G. Who did a lot of the beats on that album? You remember?
Beat Nuts.
There you go. That was a good album.
Walk full circle. Like
you're not gonna slip that one past me.
Okay. Okay.
Full circle, right? We got the Beat Nuts in the background with your mic and my mic. Come on, yo.
No equal.
It's actually really nice to be here because I can talk over beats and be on beat.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're normally on beat. For the most part.
I usually assume that you've kind of like moved my freestyle around a little bit.
I like
bit.
To move you're it like a little bit slightly off.
No, I usually assume that that's like the best you could do.
Well, for those who don't quite follow what we're talking about, Chuck actually records most of the time. He lives in New York. And so he'll use a magic thing called a computer box. And then he punches a lot of things on the keyboard, and then we're able to record him. But tonight, Chuck is in the house.
Daddy's home.
Captain Soundboard is in the place to be.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of daddies.
Yes.
Steve.
I am a daddy.
Is your daughter the first female president yet? What are you doing there?
She's pretty good.
Okay.
She's a good dancer.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's dancing now.
Okay.
We listened to some Latin music today.
Mm-hmm.
She's into that. Some salsa.
Okay.
Salsa.
She's international flair.
It's funny because right now he's able to really embrace the fact that she's dancing.
Right.
And pretty soon he's going to be like...
Like, stop dancing. Don't shake what your mama gave you
stop
anymore.
Stop dancing for money in places you shouldn't be. See, it's funny because when you said that, the way my mind works, I was like, bleh, bite your tongue, you know? But now that you sort of broke the ice on it, I feel like that's...
It's okay.
All right, so how was... that was her first Thanksgiving yesterday, too, right?
It was.
I want to know how that went.
It was smooth. We had some mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Some sweet potatoes.
When you say we, you mean what you fed her.
What's that?
Well, so... Obviously, she didn't eat like a fucking turkey leg.
No, she didn't have any turkey legs.
When you say we, are you talking about the whole party was having this food?
No, her and I.
Okay. Okay.
We were sharing a plate.
Got you.
You know?
That's what, yeah.
A little mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes. Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Some whipped creams.
Okay. Actually, segues into a very nice bit I wanted to get to, which is, what were you drinking yesterday?
Oh.
As opposed to our normal bit, what are you drinking?
Which we can get to in a second. Right. I'm definitely boozing right now, too. Believe that. But what were you drinking? Thanksgiving's always an interesting time because I don't think there's a clear-cut accompaniment from a booze perspective for gorging yourself.
For Thanksgiving, there isn't a Thanksgiving cocktail. And actually, we might want to get on that, you know? Like a pumpkin spice latte or something with
booze
grenadine
in it?
Or something.
With that turkey whiskey. There is wild turkey.
Okay.
Turkey's not really a flavor that you see, like you'll see it like out there. Like I'm thinking of like, you know, like when you eat candy, it's like we have watermelon flavor stuff. You know what I mean? Like meats and cheeses are not candy flavors.
I do think you totally nailed it though, just by saying it, that any Thanksgiving cocktail should be centered around wild turkey.
That's not. That's
like
good.
That's a good place to start.
I'm trying
I don't
to
know where you'll
the,
end up, but that's a good place to start.
We were drinking Bloody Marys, so okay. that's kind of how I got it in. You know.
I mean, here's how I look at it. Well, 2 points I wanted to make. Number one, here's what I have to say about that.
Here's the thing about that.
With kids, I'm like, all right, how stoked are you on Thanksgiving? It's not Halloween where you get candy. It's
right.
not Christmas where you're getting gifts. It's not New Year's where you get to stay up late. If anything, you're probably going to bed early because your parents are shit faced. You know what I mean? How hype are you?
I think you're pretty hyped off Thanksgiving.
For as a kid?
Just to pig out. Kids like pigging out, man.
Okay.
Well, they love the dessert. There's like unbridled dessert consumption.
Yeah. Right.
When you really look at the like cake or pie per person ratio.
It's strong. It's like, yeah.
Like, would you agree that in one of the big leftovers from Thanksgiving is always just the insane amount of pies?
Yeah.
Like, you might actually finish some of the sides. There's always turkey left. Like, sides might get crushed, but there's always several pies left.
Yeah. I had a piece of pie. Was it delicious? Apple pie?
Several pies, actually. Coming out on different styles.
Several pies?
January 2015. Several pies. No need to slice the pie five ways, the debut EP.
Well, I feel like Sides Might Get Crushed is definitely the episode title name already. It's in the lead. Well, all right. So, and what I was going to say, too, about the heavy drinking. Now, it's funny because we've talked about on here, I'm not a huge drinker. I knew you'd be putting in work. And we're definitely, we already know what you had. And I can't wait for our listeners to hear what you started out with. I got to my folks' house at like 11:30, brought a bottle of Tito's. Now, I expected to be eating by like 1 o'clock. You know, I'm not going to walk in there like demanding shit. But when I found out we wouldn't be eating until like 3, I started drinking. I'd say 3/4 of the Tito's bottle was gone. Like I was, and in terms of the mixers we were talking about with vodka, I walked in. My dad's a big vodka drinker. And I was like, oh shit, you got Orangina. Like that's really good. He's like, yeah, I knew you'd be drinking vodka. Like that would be good to mix with it.
I don't think I've ever done that, but that sounds really fucking
good. It is like a fucking soda screwdriver.
Okay.
It's fantastic. It was fantastic.
I really like Orangina.
Yeah. Right?
I really like Orangina.
Yeah, right?
There's a lot of sugar in Orangina. Yeah.
It just made me think about Fresca. Is there any drink where... Has anyone ever gone into a bar and been like, you guys got Fresca back there?
Right. Gin and Fresca.
Gin and Fresca?
Yeah.
Well, now, Fresca here... again, to my point about...
I was
about,
thinking
like,
Wild Turkey and Fresca is maybe the Thanksgiving drink.
Well, here's the thing is that they had, like I was saying about how turkey's not a flavor, grapefruit was the flavor of Fresca when it first came out.
Okay.
And when you think of them, like I see people drink like strawberry soda, like people take it too far. Grapefruit soda, I was like, that sounds dope, but it was doing so poorly that they eventually changed it to citrus flavored soda.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And now I don't see it anywhere. I feel like it's better than like fucking RC Cola. Like it shouldn't have gone that. It shouldn't have gone out like that. Like Cypress Hill said, it should have said, "I ain't going out like that."
Tab and turkey.
Tab like
tab and turk. That's
can
got the name
tab,
built
can
in.
Can I have a tab and turk to start the day? Speaking of the turk, I actually went with something that had the irk in it because when I used to drink E&J growing up, it was always called the irk and jerk.
Okay.
And
what
drank.
Is it, what type of alcohol is E&J?
It is a brandy. So it's a brown liquor. That's what is brandy actually? It's somewhere
had
between
like an orange liqueur in it.
It's between wine.
No, I think it's more, I was going to say it's somewhere between whiskey and rum.
Okay.
And it was eggnog. Okay. That had a lot of brandy in it. Okay. And it was someone that bought like the Southern Comfort eggnogs.
That's the worst shit.
Which doesn't have booze in it. It's just flavored to be mixed with booze.
I don't understand how Southern Comfort is still in business. They have that's the worst shit.
I think it's like the eggnog revenue is actually keeping the company afloat.
I think it's like Jaeger. Like, it's marketed well. It's cheap as shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ugh. If you don't know shit about drinking and you're like 21, 22... Or even better said, you're like 19 getting into a bar with a fake ID.
You want a Jaeger.
You've had a SoCo and lime.
Ugh.
Let me ask you this. With Ryan, and if you had a kid, and if at like 15, if you were the kind of parent that was like, you know, I know you're going to drink, be responsible, would you tell them stick with beer, or would you like have hard liquor but don't overdo it?
Ooh,
I always feel like beer is something that protects you from itself. Because there's just an amount of bloating and...
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to take it that far.
Yeah.
And the next day you'll be like, well, this is making me fat and at a point in my life where I don't want to be fat and tired.
I'd just be like, drink all the beer you want. Just don't ever beer bong it and don't ever shotgun it.
Right.
And don't ever do a keg stand.
Stay away from vodka and tequila.
See, it's interesting because I feel like... And I agree with you. I think that's the route I would take. I was not a big... I never drank vodka until actually earlier this calendar year. And I'm fucking 35. Like, I've done a fair share of drinking. Of all of the ones that I've had, I feel like vodka is the best for, like, one or two drinks. Or, like, you can tell a 15-year-old, like, when you're at the party, like, make sure you calm down. And you, like, at 12:30, they're going to be like, more right now. I feel like vodka is the best one out of those. Because if you are going to get sick off of it, like the hangover is not going to be as bad as like tequila or rum. Beer is... When you have like 14 beers, that's just... You deserve
amazing.
A drink.
Oh, sorry. We know each other so well. We're finishing each other's sentences.
Would you drink 14 beers in a night?
Wait,
Chuck,
would I, or when was the last time
When was the last time you did?
To use your example, definitely in this calendar year.
Okay. This calendar day?
Not today. Not yet.
Yeah.
We've actually been doing good drinking today. But no, to finish up on the point, I had the brandy and eggnog.
Okay.
Which I had about three of them real quick. And you know it's bad when someone's like, there's a lot of brandy in this, but you should also take the brandy and put like a little floater on top.
Yeah.
Just so you get the kick because everything else is mixed. I had like three of them in an hour. And I'd been fighting off a cold, and I realized that drinking eggnog, and I was just like, why am I so phlegmy?
Yeah. Well, then you progressed to what from that?
I went to wine.
Okay.
But there were a lot of different wines going around, and then when we finished eating, and I actually didn't really overeat that much, someone broke out a bottle of port, and they're like, who wants a d'aperitif? We got some port wine. And I was like, yeah, why don't you like pour it for me like a regular wine glass? Like, I don't want like a little, I know that there's like special glasses.
Yeah, the small
little
glasses,
like,
yeah.
They're like shot glasses with a stem.
Okay.
And I'm like, nah, hit me with like 4 ounces of
That's amazing.
What if you were like, yo, pour yours, hand me the bottle, and walk away? What'd you have? Where were you at mentally and physically?
Mentally and physically, we were at some Morgan's aunt's house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in terms of
drinking
now,
bloodies, how did I feel?
What time did you start?
I felt fucking terrible.
What time did you start?
I had to sleep in a separate room from my wife last night.
Because you were gassy?
Because I was just gassing it up.
Sounded like the Mad Lion remix of Smith & Wesson.
Yeah, exactly. I was fully gassed.
Yeah.
Just that stuffing like in there, and it was condensed, and I kept drinking water thinking that was going to help, but that was just expanding the stuffing in my stomach.
Absorption.
I felt terrible.
You had a stuffing sponge in your tummy.
Just disgusting.
I feel like it was like a Mr. Wizard episode where they're like, hey kids, watch what happens when we pour a gallon of water on top of this loaf
of
bread.
You don't give birds rice because if they drink water then they die or whatever.
Yeah, it's true. Fuck. Don't give Steve stuffing.
You know, I don't know. How often does this happen to you guys where you wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm never going to eat shitty food again and I'm never going to drink alcohol again?
I definitely reached
a point. In this calendar year?
Yes. Does that happen frequently to you guys?
I definitely reached a point in my life where I was having that more with food than with alcohol.
Okay. I have it more with food.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to eat healthy, like salads all day. Yogurt, salad, you know what I mean?
Some
fruits and vegetables.
I feel like the trick for something like Thanksgiving where you know you're going to do marathon eating, have a yogurt like at some point in the morning,
because
you know yogurt gets the process going,
okay.
Gives you the bacteria in there to digest it. Yeah, I got all kinds of blindside guards, yogurt on Turkey Day. Go
seize mics, ladies and gentlemen.
I did want to talk about something that. Can you get to Who Are You Ready, bud? I went and saw Atmosphere.
Who are you?
Who are you?
In Indianapolis, and dude, it was a fucking amazing show. So we interviewed Slug from Atmosphere earlier on an earlier episode of Chrome Bills.
Who are you?
Do you remember what episode it was?
50?
If you check us out on iTunes, Google Chrome Bills.
I was going to say 54 or 55.
Sounds more correct.
Okay. Google Chrome Bills.
Did you
and
hang out?
Slug.
Did you hang out
no.
with Slug?
I hit him up, was like, could you put me and my girl on the list? And then emailed him afterwards.
Who are you?
She's actually...
Who
she's,
are you?
She's,
who are you?
It's funny because she's become an avid listener, right?
Avid.
Right. Well, she listens all that. She's like listened to all of them.
That's amazing.
So I told her, I was like, I talked about you a little bit on the last episode. She was so excited. And then it didn't post. Like every time we talk, it's like the first thing I'm like, how's your kid? She's like, what's up with Chrome Bills?
We're going to hook her up.
When are you
guys posting
that? I
definitely give her a shout out.
Did she go back and listen to the ones that you're not on? Or did she start? You're like, yeah, just pick up at episode 5.
Interesting point. No, I definitely told her, I was like, you should listen to the first ones. And she asked me, she's like, the same, you don't believe me?
No, but there's like visual humor that's sometimes lost. And I'm glad that I get to be here live to experience it.
Yeah.
But he said, you should go back and listen to the first ones. But I know Steve was thinking about the first one and he just shook his head and was like, no.
I actually want to take it down.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't think we knew what we were doing.
Going up on a Tuesday? Are you taking down on a Tuesday?
We started off on a really high moral ground. Like, Rick Ross is a terrible person. And 50 cents is just
what's
atrocious.
Changed about that?
I don't know. I feel like I could.
What's changed about Rick Ross advocating rape and being a fake person?
Well, let's turn it around though. Like, I think that publicizing my opinions through this show made me also kind of reevaluate how I form my opinions.
Okay.
Because when I would listen to it back, I'm like, why the fuck do I care about like what Rick Ross is doing? I'd rather sit there and be like, it's bullshit that no one cares about what these people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather view it from like a piece of positivity and saying, let's do this. Whereas I think I've actually become less of a hater from doing the show.
I think I've actually become less of a hater as well.
And I feel like that's even a bigger step for
that's
you than
me. That's a bigger step, yeah.
Haters Anonymous. What if this was all just a, what do they call an intervention?
Then you guys would...
and it all stops. Yeah. We're like, all right, we're finally there. So.
Right. Like your family comes out, your hatred of Rick Ross has made us so uncomfortable.
It wouldn't be my family.
Parties.
It would be all my past roommates that I live with, talk to about rap music.
you are such an elitist, man. You made me feel terrible.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah. Maybe you're the problem.
Were you able to pull up that list of people that I wanted to shout out?
Let me pull this up real quick.
We've developed a lot of new fans, and it's interesting because we've been doing like human fans, but I think for the first time...
Y'all want a beer?
I think for the first time we have... Good. I'll take one. I'll take two, actually. I think for the first time we have robotic fans.
Can you
so
read that?
It's kind of like, do you want the red pill or the yellow pill or the WD-40 pill? Actually, it's the red and the blue, errors and omissions. Do you want the WD-40 pill? So apparently a obscure episode of Chrome Bills, it's actually a really good one. I recommend going back to check, is episode 46, which is Working with Tapes Back Here, which was when you did an entire show by playing instrumentals that were played off of cassette tape, right? Cassette singles?
Cassingles.
Cassingles, right? And I think every day for... What is it? How far does it go back?
Let me see.
That list just keeps going.
Yo, these names are amazing.
So, I think a bot, if anyone that's like savvy IT wants to email us at chromebills@gmail.com and really explain what a bot is, I'm not going to butcher it, but it's something that picks something up on the internet. And they've just been reposting this one episode. And some of the names for these spoofed accounts are really, really funny. So,
here's the first one.
I wanted to go through them, and then I also wanted to do like kind of a yay or nay of whether or not. You know, the CEOs and the boardrooms up at different styles would consider a rapper with that name.
Whether or not we should reach
out to some of these people and see, you know, what they're putting down in the underground.
I would actually like to take that one step further.
Oh,
this
I love
will
it.
Be rapper or yoga instructor.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
All right.
One step further, actually.
And one step further.
I can't even get
so
them
this
out
is
at this point.
28 days ago, a gentleman named Chitranshi Vittorino.
Yoga.
Friend of the show. Who are you?
You're going yoga? I was actually going to go yoga.
It was yoga or what?
Or rapper.
Yoga instructor or rapper.
I'll go yoga.
And if you hear a clear other title that's not one of those, feel free to spit it out.
All right. Next one is Vivi Sukup.
Chef.
True. It's definitely a chef.
I want to go yoga instructor.
All right. Respect. The next one is... Shibhu Aesthetics.
That's a rapper.
Yeah.
rapper apparel.
And actually, we should set up a meeting with... he ain't got nothing to prove. Shibhu Aesthetics.
Shibhu Aesthetics. All right. Then we move on to Rolanda Tereski.
Secretary for Allstate.
All right.
Real fan.
That's a real
I'm
fan.
Going with a real fan on
wow,
that one.
Wow, okay.
That just happened to be reposted.
This is a good one. Zaloni Tooley. Rapper.
Yeah. Okay.
Rapper.
Gangster rapper.
Yeah.
It's you and me and Zaloni, and I'm pulling the Tooley.
Anything with Tooley in it has to
yeah,
be
the Tooley, right?
Anaris Sayer.
Underground rapper.
Okay.
How do you spell it?
Anneriysayre.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Poet.
True.
So we do want to thank everyone for the support of episode 46. Working with tapes back
no,
in.
No, we have like 10. We have like 10 more.
Oh, I know.
Oh. Sirenai Lang.
Beer.
Motivational beer. Speaker.
Sirenai Lang is a microbrew. That's
right?
correct.
I felt like that was a microbrew.
Takira Hazenpush.
I'll go. You know what? But from the picture, I'll go.
Oh, I haven't even looked at the pics on these.
Yo, that's a lot of cleavage.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh.
It's a bot.
Oh, this one's really good. Juice Callahan.
Different styles member. Juice Callahan.
Boxing trainer.
Well, look at the picture. It's like a fucking 14-year-old Russian bride.
Yeah. Juice Callahan.
She can get it.
Varian Jowsey.
Whoa. That's a little young.
What'd he say? What'd he say? She can
I mean,
get
Varian
it.
Jowsey, the picture's just an iPhone. Like, that's obviously a bot. What asshole has a picture of their iPhone?
How about Sarah What Buyer?
Black Friday special.
Okay. Well, this one's also awesome. Zagtar Eichbauer.
Oh, with a Nike symbol.
No, I thought that was like future CEO of Different Styles label. Zagtar Eichbauer. Like, yo, you guys... Zagtar really wanted to have a meeting after
now,
this episode.
This is my favorite.
I told him it was Black Friday, and he was like, I'll stop by Haleo Studios. I was like, Zagtar, you always do this shit.
Non-Zicardi.
Mixed drink. There you go.
I'll have the non-Zicardi.
Thanksgiving drink.
Wow, that's a good one.
I'll have the non-Zicardi, please, on the rocks.
Kobe Buter.
Wow.
Steak dish.
Somebody who plays a
that's
lot of...
That's appetizer.
Okay.
Right. And last but not least, Dabe Cooley.
What's the picture of? It's like a blonde in a bikini, right?
Extra on Full House.
It's a girl in a sundress eating like yogurt or ice cream.
Can you put...
or?
Is it suggestive?
Oh, no, wait, hold on.
That's a person.
No.
That's Chris Cooley's wife, I think.
Oh, right. You're right. Wow.
Here's
shout out. So if any of those people are hearing
this is
the show
so strange.
And are actually fans of the show, yeah. We will gladly hold a 5-minute Chrome Bills interview with you.
I will reimburse you your 68 cents that you've just donated.
Right. To chromebills@paypal.com. Or no, it's got to be chromebills@gmail.com. Right. You PayPal.
Just
it.
Specify gift.
Gift.
For entertainment.
Yeah, because if we had to pay 5%.
Yeah, I'm not paying shit.
You pay the fees. You wouldn't be paying.
God, I want 63 cents.
I forget about your frugality at times. And yeah, it's like
we
such
want
a
all
nice aspect
we
of
want
you.
All 68 cents.
Speaking of which, check this out. I got the homie JJ at Foundation Media. I got one of those like Spotify breakdowns.
Double J.
Double J.
Wait, who is this?
The guy. So Foundation Media is like a multimedia company, and they'll do digital distribution. Like, that's who I'll hit up about. That's how this is on iTunes.
Okay.
Is that right?
No.
I don't think that's correct.
Okay. That's how our
music's
on
That might
on
be
iTunes.
How your music's on iTunes.
Yeah.
Well, so shout out, though. Doja Rays is how I know him through, but I obviously work with him on other capacities.
Yeah. Well, I got a check.
You
I got
weed from him?
I got shit from, like, the iTunes and Spotify sales. So fuck Taylor Swift.
More or less than $1,000.
Oh, much less.
More or less than $100.
More.
Nice.
Yeah.
Respect.
It's good. I was good. I mean, like every like couple weeks I'll get something for $100. This one I was like, all right, dope.
I have my, I do my digital distribution through CD Baby, sponsor of the show. And I have it set at the lowest setting you can have, which is that every time it gets to $20, it mails me a check.
Send
which is so way. Great because even my girl will be like, you've gotten a lot of checks from CD Baby this mm-hmm. year. And I'm like, yeah, I'm at like, you know, $100 on the year.
Killing the game.
But they're coming, you know, they're coming every 8 weeks or yeah. whatever
so
the math is.
What is it for?
Streaming and purchasing. It's iTunes.
Okay.
It's not Bandcamp, but it's iTunes and Spotify. And then, believe it or not, people still stream on these services that I guarantee none of us have used in a while, like Real Player.
Oh, wow.
There's a thing called like Last.fm. There's a couple of these like really obscure sites. I assume they're big in Europe. Huh. But most of it is that, you know, everyone complains about Spotify and iTunes as well. And I always argue that they're getting fucked by their record label because I think it breaks down to 60 cents if someone buys a song for a dollar online.
Dude, that's tight.
Yeah. iTunes. So when I put out the recent album, you know, just... It wasn't anything crazy, but got a couple checks.
You've already gotten a check off that?
Got a couple checks.
Oh, tight.
Yeah.
All right.
Got to get paid in the music business.
I think we need to do some features with some rappers here.
Lil B?
You mean, in terms of interviews or like songs with them?
No, songs just to get some loot, man.
I'm not doing a song with Lil B, but I will say this. I texted you guys out and I was like, man, I'm going to look so cool to these guys.
He reposted episode 46. Is that where this is going?
Like, he followed me on Twitter, and I was like, oh, like, that's the dude that dissed Kevin Durant or whatever, however that went down.
Yeah.
So, I know his steez is just follow a bunch of people, as Chuck told me later, I was like, I don't get why he would do this. Like, he just follows a bunch of people so they'll follow him back. So I hit him up. And I was like, yo, like, we should do an interview on the podcast, you know, blah, blah, blah.
He dissed you?
Well, I found out that he just, there's like a guy, shout out, who are you? Nicholas Oliver, who runs.
Who are you?
Nicholas Oliver Booking Company. And, you know, he's like he's a cool dude, knows a lot of people, he's always tweeting about people and shit. So Lil B followed everybody on Nicholas's list because Nicholas had tweeted something about Lil B.
Okay.
And Lil B is too big B to do an interview with Chrome Bills. But so I hit him up, asked him if he'd do the interview, and then I found out that it was just like a like bullshit thing, and I deleted the message so no one could see it.
Damn.
Because I'm that passive aggressive. Can I tell you something cool, though, about Nicholas Oliver?
Yeah.
Because of him, I'm opening for Cage January 14th at Baltimore Soundstage.
Oh, shit, I completely forgot about this.
Yeah.
The Cage.
The Cage.
Wow.
Plug, plug, plug. Yeah.
January what?
January 14th. It's a Wednesday night Baltimore Soundstage. I'm going to have Max, friend of the show,
okay,
come do the Cruel Fuel set. It's going to be fun.
You're doing a Cruel Fuel set?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'll only have like 20 minutes, probably more.
Are you the only opener?
Because I'm an asshole. No, there's a couple others.
Okay.
Yeah. Chesky from Fake Four.
Never heard of him.
Fake Four is a really dope label, and Chesky's a good dude. We should have him on it for an interview. Yeah, that'd be good. He's also playing. So it's going to be fun. Thank you to Nicholas, and thank you, Lil B. Lil B's actually going to be my DJ at that show. Y'all must be
kidding me. I just saw that Lil B did a lecture at MIT.
I did see that.
Did you see that too?
Because, well, I was like, yo, where do I know this dude from? And then the KD stuff. And then I think it must have been a day after he'd done the MIT lecture. So that was he had the internets going crazy that day.
It didn't
day.
Make any sense. Like what he was actually there lecturing about.
What do you mean?
Because I watched like the first 5 minutes of it.
What was he talking about?
He wasn't talking about shit for the first 5 minutes, at least.
All right, so I always feel it's interesting when someone's like, man, that dude wasn't talking about shit. Like, he was talking, right?
He was talking.
So what was he saying? I'm not saying that you're incorrect and that he wasn't going anywhere, but like, I want to know exactly. Like,
he was like, I'm just glad that I'm here. Like, he was basically happy that he was there for 5 minutes, and then he told everybody how, like, he was going to be real honest with them with his time up there talking to them.
How long did he talk?
An hour and 38 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And it was 6 minutes in, and all he had done was thank everybody for being there and tell them that he was going to be honest with them.
Where are you at with this, Chuck?
138 minutes?
I'm sorry.
An hour and 38. Did I hear that wrong?
No, I might have said it wrong. I don't know.
Errors in omissions.
Either one.
I've had a couple of non-Zicardis.
can we go back to that and explain what the non-Zicardi is? That we need to give this drink a name because I'm feeling pretty good right now. I've been known to drink a lot on the podcast. So and I would say I am like very much par for the course right
You're
now.
You're
feeling good.
So
feeling
if you were
good.
To make a non-Zicardi, what would you put in it?
Another guava was involved.
Okay, guava. Would be in a non-Zicardi.
Pomegranates. I feel like that's got to be in there.
No, it was, what was there? Pineapple, too.
Are we talking about what drink we're drinking right now?
I think that's going to be called the non-Zicardi, unless it already had another name.
Rum, pineapple juice, and guava.
And for those of you listening at home, that's what you two were drinking before I got here.
True.
Yeah. And he poured a tall glass of
a tall non-Zicardi.
Do you have like about an eighth of a glass of a non-Zicardi over
there? Yeah, I'm good. I can make another one. You want to play a song?
You want to play the M joint?
I do. I kind of want to hear this, too, but it's all good.
We can why don't you play one of the new Ghost joints?
I could do that too.
The other night I played basketball. I fucked around and got a triple double.
There you go.
Left the homie's house paid.
Did you see
Picked
the one
up a girl been trying to since the
third grade?
Was it third she or can 12th get it. Grade?
She can get it.
Was it third?
It definitely wasn't third grade.
Was it the third or the 12th grade?
12th grade.
Was there any girl in third grade that you were trying to
definitely.
Oh wow.
Oh, definitely. I was trying to smash in third grade.
Really?
I didn't know what it meant, but yeah. I was trying to smash.
Like you're like, I have these urges. I want to like be in that person. What the fuck?
Dry hump you into the floor, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I remember being a kid and like catching like a pretty woman's like thigh. I was like, yo, what? I don't understand what happened, but I'm so fucking intrigued by it.
What's the ghost shit called, Chuck?
All right, what do you got?
Blood in the Streets?
No, I don't think it's Blood in the Streets.
That sounds pretty aggressive, doesn't it?
I can pull the name of it for
Brandy and the Eggnog. Is that the remix?
That sounds like a good remix. Love Don't Live Here No More was one. Oh, Blood in the Streets is one, actually.
All right, let's check this
out.
And
then there's The Battlefield. So it is AZ is on one, Kool G Rap is on one. So it's actually very interesting that Ghost has been away, according to him, for 9 years since he last released an official album, which sounded
That's
crazy
not
to
true.
Me.
That's not true.
But he's saying it's the name of this album, or like the premise behind it, is 36 seasons.
Okay.
And so it's 9 years times four seasons. It's 36. Three plus 6 equals 9. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're ever wondering if a number is divisible by 9, just add up all the numbers in it, and it will tell you.
Right.
I'm just going to throw some out there. 45, 54, 63, 72, 81. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Nerd Rap.
12 Reasons to Die came out in 2014.
Yeah.
It's a really good point. I wonder where that came from then.
Do you think he just forgot? Like, what are the chances he just forgot he'd put a
like
record out?
Like, he really
out?
Just put
maybe
a record
is
out.
It like it, maybe is it RZA did it in the end, done an album with RZA?
I don't
for
think
nine
RZA
years?
Did this whole one.
Did he just want to use 36? And
yeah,
he also that, knows the rule about things being divisible by 9?
I think that's what it is.
And decided to have a little fun with it?
All right, let me ask you this. If we...
I'm going to let you go.
If Ghostface Killah wasn't like who he is, right, and that was one of the names on the SoundCloud bot that was reposting, where would, I mean, you like say rapper wasn't an option, where would you go with that? Like COINTELPRO?
I was going to go like pro wrestler.
Pro, okay, I like that.
That's good.
I like that. Yeah.
What did you just say?
COINTELPRO, have you not heard about this shit? So with all the riots in Ferguson, there's a big thing now. It's called counterintelligence program, where people say that the counterintelligence program was actually a thing where they would have like fake riots.
Cold policy.
Yeah. Like it's definitely, it was a thing on Twitter. It's a lot of people were talking about. It was like, these riots aren't real. It's COINTELPRO doing it. So
they were definitely real, but.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw, but up in New York, it was really, really.
It was definitely real then.
I will speak on this that, actually, let's come back with that.
What? Ferguson?
Yeah, and by come back to it, maybe we don't.
Maybe we don't.
Everyone's got a lot of opinions.
This ain't that kind of podcast. I feel like you come to this podcast to cut loose, have a good time.
Well, what was interesting was I heard an LP beat, and I was like, you know what? Anything that we're going to come to, like, I'd rather just let the Killer Mikes of the world
right
kind of argue back and forth with the Bill O'Reillys of the world. I think the problem with something this polarizing is that rational thought goes nowhere. So, like, why even inject it?
I think that
extreme thought is...
Unless you're one of those people involved in this, you're just stating your perspective on it. And is that really fucking helpful?
That was... You did a way better job of explaining why I didn't want to go to it.
Well, I was thinking about it because yesterday I was thinking, okay, if I go, I'm going to a family dinner, right? And somebody's going to probably bring this up. And I was thinking, well, do I then jump to the defense on the defensive side? Is that...
Were you already sure they were going to jump up?
It didn't happen.
Pro?
It didn't happen.
But in your head, you're already thinking you're going to have to defend. You're not going to be in a group of people that are all...
Right.
Like, but guys, should we really be here when we could be out protesting?
Okay, so if on either side of that, right? Say you go to a place where they're all discussing it and they're all pro-police, right? What are you even discussing then? You're just stating your perspective and having a bunch of people reinforce your perspective, right? Do we even want somebody from the other side coming in and being like, no, I think this is the way to view it, right? And even for liberal people, like,
I understand
to come
what
in,
you
like,
mean.
Like, what... What are we really trying to gain here when we sit down with people? You know what I mean?
That's such an interesting take on the ripple effect of what's happened in terms of like how it affects like the populace.
Well, you say realistic take. I'm going to say that's an engineer's take because you definitely looked at it and said, to what end, though?
Yeah.
To what conclusion?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
My take on it is this, that there are people who do watch people's reactions to that.
Okay.
And then they gauge... like the populace's behavior and how to manipulate them.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So it's funny because the way, like, I feel like you and I come from the same place in terms of just like what's gained by me, like, talking about this on social networking
right.
or like getting into an argument or an agreement with someone at a fucking dinner party. We might as well talk about sports because we have just as much control over that.
Right.
And that's what I mean. To what end?
Right. Going, if I were to go to some place and everybody was like, oh yeah, the police are evil and this is that and blah blah blah. What am I getting anything from that? From being in a crew of yes people, you know?
Or, well, and again,
I feel like we've just, all of us have lost our ability to debate logically about things,
yeah,
you know, for an increase to the betterment of society,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because I would argue that the reason why we've gotten there is that there isn't a common goal.
Oh.
Very good point. Wow.
Strong.
It's kind of nailed
that. Think, is that
there's not we don't have a common goal.
When we don't have a common goal, then who's ever going to be able to agree on what's right or wrong?
That's why you need terrorism.
Because what's important? Is it safety? Is it prosperity? Is it like freedom? Is it right and wrong? Is it righteousness? Is it all of those different? I just threw out the first five things that came to my mind. You could probably come up with a list of 20. And the thing is, as a culture, I think that everyone values those different qualities differently. Hmm. And since we don't have a common goal, the argument boils down to, I care about this and you care about that.
Right.
Because everyone can see logic, but people are just like, yeah, but I don't care. And someone else might be like, yeah, but I don't like to think that that's going on right in a lower income area.
Right.
And someone else might say, well, that's how I don't live there. And it's like, okay. Like, in a lot of ways, I guess you're both right, right? Because we don't have a common goal.
But I think, like, if, and this is my liberal side here, is that if our common goal was that we're all Americans and those people living in Ferguson are living in a shit situation, just to distance ourselves from them and to say that they are somehow different from us or lesser than us is getting away from, okay, we're all fucking Americans and we need to fix this problem as Americans.
And if you travel outside the US, and I know you just went to Puerto Rico and I know I just went to Italy.
Right.
And Cole can actually weigh on this because he's been traveling around through the US. I think we are the least unified front of anything because we're so multifaceted.
Yeah.
It works. So I'm not going to say the system's broke. But I think when you talk about consensus and things like that, you'd probably find it a lot better. And in fact, it probably boils down that a lot of the countries, if you're going to use Europe as a comparison, are a lot smaller. So they're dealing with something where all of a sudden, like, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland are a country.
Right.
And then there's another country that's, you know, Alabama, New Orleans, or Alabama, Louisiana, and Florida, or whatever.
That's true.
And then they're very easily able to come into a unified front. We're just so big. We have over 300 million people. We pride ourselves on our strength being our differences, but in discussions like this, this is the one time that model fails.
Very true.
Well, I'll say this. I have two feelings about the larger scope of things. Like, the idea of, like, you're an American just like me, so, like, I have to help fix your problem. I feel like that's un-American. Mm-hmm. I fix my own problems. And, like, I say that as someone who was like, yo, like, I had a lot of debt and, like, all that shit. And, like, I've talked about it.
Yeah, we're cutthroat, man. Like, I think part of our thing is pull your own weight, right?
Right.
To some degree.
Right. Well, it's interesting. Like, when you look at, like, how the effect of free shit is on people, they stop, like, they don't learn the valuable lesson of, like, I'll speak from my own example. Like, if I go into my dad, was like, I know you have the money and, like, it's not going to completely cripple you. Like, could you just pay this off? Like, what would, as, like, a fucking adult, what would I get out of that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, when I hear certain situations where people, like, my circumstance, absolutely. It sounds like it fucking sucks. Now, what are you going to do about it? Instead, like, if your only fucking game is to say, or, like, not game, but if the best you're doing is saying, what is someone else going to do to help me with it, then you're fucked.
Right.
I mean, I think the other thing, too, like, on a grand scale of it is, like, look, there's poor people, there's rich people, there's white people, there's black people, there's cops, there's people who don't believe in like, at some point, you just have to accept that we're all human beings. Now, and that gets to what you're saying, Chuck, like, well, as one human being, because of, like, my environment, my culture, my background, like, I value one set of things. You value something different. Like, we're not a different species, but, like, we might be, like, I don't know. I feel like a different breed's not the correct thing. But, like, at some point, I'm like, yeah, but it's, like, we're all, like, if your life sucks and, like, you're taking advantage of me or I'm taking advantage of you, like, my life is going to be detrimented by that. Like, the energy exchange is not appropriate. So I feel like people need to get past, like, the exterior differences and realize internally the struggle is the same for everybody. Now, I mean, that's an oversimplification of it. You know what I mean? But I do feel like at some point, or the other side of the coin, and this is more where I fall onto, human beings are just so flawed. Like, things like this are going to happen, like war is going to happen. I was thinking about it the other day. Before technology made it easy to do, like, psychological warfare, like monetary warfare, what was the last time a new country was started and then spent as much time as America has spent not at war with itself? Other than the Civil War, when has America been at war with itself? Like, on a level you'd be like, all right, like, now I get it. Like, there is a war going on.
Is he high? He just lost me.
Well, think about it. Like, you think about, like, Europe, like, the fucking feudal system. It was like, yo, like, the populace, like, the French Revolution, they were, like, the populace was constantly fucking at war, at going to war with the ruling class. And we don't really have that. All right, am I losing y'all? Never mind.
Well, no, but I think the one point, like, I won't pull out of it, and it goes back to what I was saying about the small states, is that when you look at Europe and you go back to, like, I mean, God, this is destined to show up on an Errors and Omissions, but, like, was it the Ottoman Empire? It was one of those where, like, all of Europe was under one rule, right?
Yeah.
And they decided, like, look, the only way to make this work is to subdivide and have everyone with, and be like, Switzerland can just be Switzerland and fucking Norway can just be Norway. Right? And what we have is
South Carolina is Texas and California.
There's people, I mean, I definitely represent and take pride in being an American, but to me, I'm like a Northeastern American. Like, the places where I go and I feel at home are Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, and everywhere in between.
I don't know.
And when
Boston,
I go down,
I don't know about lumping Boston.
Well, yeah, maybe Boston. I won't lump Boston into that. But let's just go, like, New York to D.C., right?
Fuck you.
When all of a sudden I go out, and I think it's interesting because I felt like one of the main reasons why Atmosphere was able to get so successful doing music is coming from, you know, Chicago is a big city, but, like, Minneapolis, St. Paul, when you're talking about, like, pre-internet, like, that's an afterthought city. That's a flyover city. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I mean it from a media standpoint. Mm-hmm. That all of a sudden, when I'm, like, if I'm from Racine, Wisconsin, I'm like, oh, this is great. Like, these guys are doing this because
they were Midwest.
If we were going to jump into break into the European model, those guys are from my country. You know, and I think that was, like, one of the things that was very interesting about how that movement from the Midwest came out, and a lot of its support at the very beginning was from the Midwest, because we went to an Atmosphere in-store for God Loves Ugly in New York City, and they weren't, like, really necessarily popping in New York, right? It was that they had this huge base from elsewhere. Not to say we didn't go to a sold-out show, but it wasn't absolutely mobbed.
Well, it's funny you say it, because I feel like they had two shows, and we went to the second one or the first one. I see what you're saying. I think the point that you're making is, like, there was, like, yo, like, there was the East Coast people, and then there was the West Coast people, and they were the first Midwest Coast people, yeah. Like, Midwest people.
And it's the same reason why, I mean, you look at Atlanta, and you have something like Outkast. Now, I don't know how I somehow roped this into a rap discussion, but it goes back to what I was saying about cities that I feel comfortable in. If I go to Phoenix, Arizona, I might as well be in fucking Paris.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's just as foreign.
Right.
Except we all speak the same language. That's the only common denominator.
Very true.
In the U.S. culture is actually a undying desire to fight for the English language.
Ooh.
Right? Because that's the one thing people, like,
interesting. That's what,
especially
kind of
the Republicans,
everybody,
and, like, the total right wing.
You need,
like,
the language.
Need to speak that English. You need to speak that English.
Whereas you would think, if you're, like, a Republican who hates immigrants and all this stuff, that you would want them to just speak their own language, and then you can just separate from them, you know?
Well, I always feel like Thanksgiving is really an interesting holiday for, like, the right-wing arguments. So I'm like, yeah, like, the illegal immigrants that come to this country and try to take shit over and haven't learned the language. I'm like, you mean, like, the English people that came over here? Like,
it's pretty bad.
You know what I mean? Like, it ties into what I was saying earlier. Like, at some point, like, there's that natural impulse. It's just like, my people are taking this shit over.
Right.
And that's how it's always fucking been. It's how it's always going to fucking be. You don't like it, you take it over.
I went to Puerto Rico.
Ho!
And Puerto Rico
ho
was was quote unquote discovered by Christopher Columbus.
Absolutely.
Like on his second journey.
Yeah,
you know?
There was nothing there before. No, but like, there was.
So, and then you could see like there, people speak Spanish in Puerto Rico, but they also speak English, right?
Right.
So there might be
It's a territory, right?
Yeah, it's a U.S. territory.
Okay.
So
there might be a.
You go there and you kind of feel like, oh, maybe I'm out of place, or people are going to have some resentment towards Americans. But then you think, well, okay, 300-400 years ago, you guys were the invaders anyway, so like,
right,
you can't really be pissed off that we're here.
And it let's not,
you just did this shit to some indigenous people yourselves.
But
you know?
here's the thing I do want to point out about that. I like Columbus Day when this stuff comes up and people are like, American white people are the worst. I'm like, yo, like, you get that's how it's old, like that happens everywhere.
No, that's how it's been since the beginning of time.
It's where it's like with slavery, like all this shit, like we're not the first people to do it.
No.
We won't be the last.
No, you better get in or fit in.
Well, and that's
where
get in where you fit.
Brazil's the biggest country in South America. What language do they speak again?
Portuguese.
French, honestly. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I speak Portuguese.
And the second largest country down there,
5% are actually,
is Argentina, and they speak Spanish.
Yeah.
So they're not speaking indigenous languages from South America?
No, exactly.
So it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how the shit goes down.
It's, well, that's the thing. You know, another Cypress Hill song. When the shit goes down, you better be ready.
Yo, but I'm actually...
That was a good plumbing song. Like, if you're a plumber.
Actually, going back to just that Soul Assassins era, though, I want to say, like, and it probably relates to this conversation, is that I'm focused on the funk. I'm focused on the funk.
I'm focused on the funk.
I'm focused on the funk.
From previous episode.
Let's give some shout outs.
Yeah. All right. I do want to shout out Andrew Bobrowski.
Very
I
nice.
Met him while I was on the Cruel Fuel Tour.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Joshua Mueller put on a great show out in Wisconsin. Brad Dizzo from Pig Food Records was up there.
Dizzo.
Andrew, well, Blasphemy actually is the name. Blasphemy in Pittsburgh. They were the sponsor of that show. I'm wearing a t-shirt right now. I got the pit stains and everything. That doesn't come with the shirt. If you go to blasphemy.com, you
rapper pit stains.
Actually, you know what? That'd be ill if I was like, I've actually had someone say that to a couple of people. They're like, I want that shirt that you're wearing. And I was like, that's disgusting.
That is gross.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who else? Andrew Bobrowski, met him in Wisconsin. That was awesome. Had a couple beers with him.
Who are you?
Shout outs to Hickey.
Timu,
Big Slop. Sloppy
I wonder
Joe.
If they even listen. If they don't listen anymore, then fuck you guys.
So that's the Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe.
Bailey Henderson.
Bailey.
Kendall.
Jan.
Who are
you? Jan. Jadeezy.
Ali.
Steve Ember.
Ron. Who are
you? Omar.
Ron's wedding's this Sunday. Thanks for having a wedding on Sunday at 1 o'clock during football season.
Who are you?
Cool move.
Smart move.
Because it's cheap.
Petey. Willie Y.
Who are
you?
Petey.
Who are you?
I want to shout out
Scotty Two Guns.
I want to shout out Scotty Two Guns. I want to shout out former co-host. Before there was Chrome Bills,
whoa,
there was Steve Bills at Virginia Tech. Mm. And I want to shout out Todd Sample.
Oh, shout out to Mr.
Hit me
Sample.
Up. I talked to him on Wednesday of this week.
He does not listen to the show.
I know he does not listen to the show, but one day he will. And he'll probably he'll do what Cole is talking about, where someone goes back through the entire catalog.
He'll get siced.
And he'll get to episode 68. And he'll be like, oh, shit. Actually, I think I talked about Todd for one point where he was walking by me on the train when I was going home right when I first went to New York.
Yeah.
And I, like, punched him because I wanted to get his attention. And then, like, I had that little two-second thought where, like, maybe it wasn't him.
Like, that's not
and
cool.
I'm like, yo, I just punched, like, a random shaved head dude on the train in Lower Manhattan. Like, maybe this wasn't the best idea.
Who are you?
Actually, a failed sitcom, Punches from Strangers.
Right.
Went nowhere.
It was a good one.
Why doesn't he listen to the show?
Paul Reiser. Shout out to Paul Reiser. I watched Mad About You in Spanish while I was in Puerto Rico.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
The whitest show of all time, perhaps.
It was really weird.
I think that was the whitest show.
It was really weird. It's always weird watching American sitcoms in Spanish. You know?
Yeah. Doesn't translate.
I think I watched an Alf once in Spanish.
Okay.
That was good.
Translation. There's just always something to be lost in
translation. We haven't talked about too many
translation.
We have not.
Yeah, let's go to music. I see we're 55 minutes in. Let's go to music and come back with a little talk of Too Many Cooks. I'm gonna let you guys drive the boat
we're
on that.
We're gonna drive the boat.
I'm gonna be starboard and port side.
What are we? I want to listen to Eminem song. Fuck it, man. Who's that? Who is that? Razzell?
White rapper, black rapper. We're all humans. You look at me when I'm talking like that, like just fucking wrap it up.
No, I was just wondering where you were going. It's like you were going. You'll
find out, baby.
No, but you kept going someplace else, and then you were like, and speaking of the Ottoman Empire.
I think I brought up the Ottoman Empire.
Okay, that was you.
I will say, tomorrow I'm going to be taking a bus home, and every once in a while we stop in a rest stop in New Jersey, stand. And I have to stand up. Sorry, when's I got to make sure time? I hit every button on this soundboard.
Right. When's the last time you took a shit at a rest stop? That's not a great place to be.
This is it?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, hold on.
What's it called? XP?
I'm liable to start a violent spark with a silent thought. I disgust you, like dialogue from the shop to the Wired Frog nightclub. Shit, I was taught if your CD's on fire, you had to put it out yourself, like Highland Park. No fire department, so you might not hear sirens at all. But don't be alarmed if I sound off. Something just ain't right with me, dog. A martyr on a private charter, whose life could be harder? Widely regarded, highly bite me, sweetheart. I'm slightly retarded, but tonight I'm starting shit. I'm feeling self-righteous and might just hop in a mosh pit on some Mike Tyson and Pac shit. Looking to box with anybody. Disorderly conduct. I'll fuck around and snort a key and pick a fight with a locksmith. Fan of the locks, bananas, manic. I'm going in shock, frantic. I'm trapped in a closet, panic attack, cause I'm claustrophobic. No faggot, I mean I can't maneuver for movement, cause I have no room for improvement. I'm practically squashed, compacted and boxed in. Toxic, cans of arsenic, flammable bars. Examine the content, bar exam, start of insanity. Charles Hamilton slash Manson and Bronson. Animal snarls, cannibal jaws, shark mandibles, lambs to the slaughter. Looking scandalous as Hannibal stalking Anthony Hopkins with his hands in his pockets. Blackout, Zach Galifianakis. Gallons of vodka, but I gallon some knockers. I bet you they ring a bell when I come back and I'm conscious. What happened, Doc? I passed out again. Alcohol's making me break into vacants naked. Stolen Magnavox and bags of rocks and back of a Datsun. Fell asleep watching Fear Factor and Scare Tactics. Too close to the Stairmaster. Poked a hole in the air mattress and popped it. Woke up shortly thereafter, hungover, no underwear, grasping the bear, rasping and dropping. Air Maxes in my closet are preposterous. Nike's made out of ostrich, and the cross stitching is a cross mix and a rhinoceros, possum skin, giraffe, and a dolphin. Fin, cotton dockers, Oshkoshes, drop crotches, swatch watches, and sneakers match with the Parkers. But it's like being overstaffed at a boxing gym with all these trainers, but I don't have any boxers. And I'm standing here naked, hangover, still wasted. Like paper, you write raps on obnoxious. Yo, why does it always sound like I'm grabbing my nostrils? Fuck that, I'll battle them all, I'll battle them all. I'll stand there and yell that at a wall till the mannequin doll scattering the inanimate objects that I'm battering all shatter and fall. Cause I hear the track and I'm starting to get fucking amped. I'm a spark plug, I'm like the car with the cables hooked up to my fucking back. I'm a Duracell, but I sure as hell got it backwards, cause y'all look at jump and I'll catch the battery charge. But I got a hunch like your back when it's arching. When I start attacking your squadron, you'll feel like MasterCard when I'm charging. So take a swipe at me, I'm coming straight at you like Clay Matthews from the Green Bay Packers. So get the sack like Wisconsin. That's nutbag that I'm talking. Who am I kidding? You faggots are all gonna do my bidding. Don't get dragged to the auction. Neiman Marcus, bags of a ton and all. I'll push a bitch into oncoming traffic, just watch this. Stretch tinted black sedan my ass. See, I'm at you act when I drop you off at Saks Fifth Ave in a fucking taxi cab to go shopping. Affable guy next door is laughable. My next tour is gonna have mechanical arms that'll jack me off with a lotion dispenser with a motion sensor. No emotion, hence I guess a sick prick dies hard. I got a Magic Johnson. It's like a magic wand allows me to not let a blonde arouse me. If Ronda Rousey was on the couch with the condoms out, holding 1,000 magnums and wants to pounce me, I laugh in response to how she dances then flaunts it around me. Her flat little badonkadonk is bouncing around, and all I see is Pauly Mall, and now she slaughterhouse in a blouse and Madonna with mud on her. God damn it, I am a misogynist. I slap Linda Ronstadt with a lobster, throw her off a balcony. Just so happens she's fond of algae, cause now she face plants on the concrete. Complete lack of responsibility. Half of you assholes ain't strong enough to pick up a spirit. Shit, you fags couldn't shoplift at a thrift shop, but I let the track lift them up. Boost the energy, klepto, I'm back to rip shop up. But my thing is this now, 5-finger discount. Been rapping so long, I've been killing this shit. It's easy, kidnapping your mom cause I'm stealing this bitch. Thievery, ransom for John, but Nate, Ramsey and Chandra, Levy, and Gary Condon. Paul was scared if I went back to the blonde, I might relapse, get on some bullshit. Perhaps I'll launch some crack, a taunted action, Bronson, McLemore, Mac Miller, and Asher Rothen. Have some back and forth and record a whack response to Kendrick Lamar's control verse and perform back in concert. Yo, I put that shit on the Greatest Hits album. Now that was awesome! It takes a massive boss to do some shit like that. Sometimes I have to ponder why people are like, I stick around and put up with my crap so long for. What's the attraction, mama? Is it the fact that I'm a walking, talking, actual quadruple entendre? pull the pointy nose. It's pointing at your mama. Who knows at this point? It's always poking, so man, still get along with this voice, cause that's the monster. So do si do with the man, sociopath. Everyone who knows me knows that. What they don't know is the fact Rihanna calls me Pinocchio. Man, she loves the way I lie, sits on my face and waits for my nose to grow. Pathological liar, hardwire, Maya. Such an asshole that Maya skies his pants, but they're on fire. So am I. Capadonna, cut the track off. Sabotage Christmas, crap in your stocking. I'm wrapping up all the presents in fucking camouflage so you can't even find them. Jack Santa Claus, snap Rudolph's antlers off, wrap his snars in gauze bandage and blind him. Blowing a head gasket at Bed Bath & Beyond, put the basket back, all the basalt packets are goner. Know you're really tired of me sampling Billy Squire, but classic rock acid rap is the genre. Got Slash on guitar, Splash a Bizarre Thrasher and Aerosmith. Now I'm a spectacular archer, feed Count Dracula Chocula, Godzilla, half dragon and Bob Dylan. Bandwagoners, I'm kicking the damn stragglers off and I'm strangling them. Smack
Kim Bass. What the fuck, dude?
You were thoroughly impressed with that, I could
tell.
That
shit was, I am gassed up on that Eminem shit.
What was that called?
I don't even know. Intro?
We should get an interview with him. I mean, how hard could that be? I'll tweet him. I'll have my friend Lil B contact him, see what we can work out.
That was called Shady 15.
Okay.
All right. He's the greatest ever, man. Fuck it.
Okay.
Yeah, easy.
You're going there.
I would say it's a clear-cut greatest rapper of all time right there.
Okay.
What the fuck, dude? I'm going to listen to that shit 100 times.
We've talked about it on a previous episode, and yeah, our listeners should go back and listen to every episode on SoundCloud and iTunes, that everybody goes through their phases with people. And I feel like since I've known you, you've been in an Eminem phase.
Yeah.
No, I'd say in the last 6 months.
No. Longer
in the calendar
past year. Past 2 years, I've been heavy Eminem. So that verse right there, that was sounds like the Marshall Mathers 2 album.
Okay.
That style.
Yeah.
The way that he was spitting right there, that's Marshall Mathers 2.
And that's what I said. I was like, it's like Rap God.
Holy shit. I like that. I like that better than Rap God because I didn't really dig the beat on Rap God that much. But that was like you could vibe out to that.
What was the shit at the end where he was talking about the sample? Where it was like
rapping over Billy Squire, like
still inspired.
Yeah, psychedelic
acid rock and classic rap is the genre.
Classic rap. Fuck it.
I felt like he dissed Macklemore in there
when he was just saying like
you couldn't even shop. No, I think
I don't know. I think he was saying like he could be middle of the pack, like Action Bronson, Macklemore, Asher Roth doing a Kendrick Lamar control response verse.
Okay.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
And then I just stepped away, but I listened to it earlier today. Doesn't he kill it at the end and like shout out to Capadonna?
Yeah.
And just then Capadonna, do it on acapella,
Winter Wars style. He was going Winter Wars on us.
Capadonna.
I don't know, man. That was retarded.
You're open right
now.
Tap your mama.
Can you freestyle after
that? A crap piranhas.
That'd be like the worst idea ever. I'd be like, all right, coming back from the greatest Eminem verse of all time.
Yeah,
come you guys want to just kick rhymes on the top of your head?
No, definitely not. Like,
I eat fish and crap piranhas.
Y'all must be kidding me. I don't know, man.
That'd be bad marketing
that
for
dude's
our own
tough
rap skills.
Who's fucking with him? I don't know.
I think you might. There's been a couple times you've gotten a little loose.
Yeah, I'm not getting Eminem loose on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Intellectual.
Hypersexual. Trisexual. Pterodactyl. Tridacular.
Some shit. Yo, you know what we haven't played in a while?
Eat
we
a
should
pterodactyl
bring back is the one, the Steve Bills rap. If Peter Piper picked a pile of fucking pickled peppers.
It was
been
good
too long.
And pickles picked by Peter were the pence of Irvin Justin.
What is that called? Alliteration?
Yeah.
Or is that onomatopoeia?
No, it's alliteration.
That's alliteration.
Mm-hmm. Onomatopoeia is a word that sounds like it's spelled the way it sounds. Like okay. Poop. Like poop.
Like bleep.
Bleep. Yeah.
Beep. Swoosh.
Beep. Swoosh.
Swoosh. That's onomatopoeia?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
All right.
Errors and omissions and additions, subtractions, the bridge additions.
Did you guys write a verse dissing Little B? Because I didn't, but...
I will say that I had a teacher.
Did you think about it?
Lil B didn't respond to me on the DM.
Yo,
fuck him in the AM and the PM.
Wow. Growing up, I went to Churchill. I had an art teacher, and her name was Donna Bonavia. I swear to God, and if I was trying to rhyme, I'd be like, yo, onomatopoeia.
Onavana Nagila. What was that?
Hava Nagila.
Hava Nagila.
Hava Tequila. Tequila.
Yo, you guys share a brain.
Yo.
Compare, it's insane. Who Yo. Knows what the parents will say? They'll be like, apparently you're gay. Yeah.
Stop staring at my gray matter. Could you turn the beat up? It doesn't matter. Yesterday I didn't have any batter for the cake. Had a piece of pie, Caesar's high. I look into the vodka, the orangina. My friend Tall Sky used to call it orangina. I wanna see a girl who's got an orange vagina. You're Whoa. Not a porcupine, bruh. Stop acting like your needle's gonna bruh. Stick it.
Bruh.
I come to your crib and kick it. You're nothing but a cricket rubbing your legs. I come to your tub and make a couple eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, they're hard boiled. Rappers, I leave them foiled. Down in the soil, it's a spoiling pot. About to spoil your knot. Bubbling hot. Yo,
oh,
I can't stubble as well as I thought I'd be able to. Yo, I pay too much for cable, dude. Cake chromosome in his hometown. Give it up, daddy's home. About to go down.
Ha. Fly flows, I go.
Oh, my bad.
I went to New York and had to get Fios. Ain't nobody stepping with me. It's the invisible, invisible trinity.
Invisible.
Invisible. I'm just mad that I missed Comcast Xfinity. Had a couple drinks. There's no equal. Got a mixed drink from Puerto Rico. Words I be bluffing. The day after I was eating turkey and stuffing. Have a little fun with it when it starts to the beat. Bounce on the beat. Any rhyme I kick, I feel like Steve could autocomplete. Like this was Google. Put it up on YouTube or youboob.org. Do you got porn? Because if so, I want to see a lot more.
Whoa.
That's a funny rhyme and a throwback. You know that. MCs get the Balzac. Because they know when I was drunk, but I'm like Sun Doobie and I'm focused on the funk. And I clown more out shore, hitting on the soundboard, because that's my man. Having a little fun with it. I done did it. Run, rabbit, run. That's like 8 miles. But now you're missing, just like a stray child.
Wow.
Okay.
Who the hell knows? My flows are dark like Negro Modelo. That's how we do it. Pass it off the seas, because, yo, we keep it fluid.
We keep it fluid like the bottle of Modelo. I peel rappers apart like they were Velcro. Yesterday, you were drinking Bloody Marys. I'm about to give you proof that my butt is hairy. Yo. Are you stopping perchance? If not, then I keep it moving, dropping my pants. I'm wearing sweatpants. You know the gray. You know what they say. Give me some gravy. You give a V in middle of the gray. What do you say? Watch a left blind guard. You know the play. Unless it's Mark Brunell. He played for the Redskins. Fuck Dan Snyder. You goddamn piece of shit. I'm not even rhyming anymore. I'm just going off on a diatribe. Hey, you die inside when you try to rhyme over the top of the beat. As ill as me. Rappers are millipedes. I squish them under my feet. You got some Air Force Ones. I got some old New Balance because I dress like a 60-year-old. Hey, yo, this beer isn't cold. I'm drinking horse piss bottom of the bottle like 222s. K chromosome and J bomb beat. I never make fun of Jews.
When it comes to freestyling, I'm the stabilizer. I'm looking at C's like, yo, pack that vaporizer.
Okay.
And everybody put their hands up. He's wearing sweatpants like he was George Costanza.
I gave up.
You know that I rhyme well. I'ma do a throwback to fucking Seinfeld.
Wow.
Speaking my bars, and earlier today watching comedians that are in cars and getting coffee too. Maybe espresso. I got the best flows. Who's got the XO? I'm playing tic-tac-toe. I rip fat flows. If I was Jiggy, I'd say, get that dough.
Oh.
Like I was listening to the locks. Now I'm scratching on the record like the chicken pox.
Oh!
Where's Steve Bills at? Where your skills at? Where your skills at? Where your skills at?
Woo! That was hot fire right there. Alright, this one's for Lil B.
Who are you?
Well, yo,
green hit it.
Lil B. Yo, this ain't a diss, this a dissection.
Whoa.
And this mic is a scalpel headed straight for your midsection.
Whoa.
First incision is precision. I slice your eye up, that's how I cut your vision. Now I tear your chest apart, looking for your heart, it's missing. No, I ain't dissing, but yo, I heard something about you, that you was doing a little riddling. Why don't you riddle me this, Lil B?
I heard you was sniffing Ritalin, literally. All right, fuck it, I'm out.
No, you were killing it. Keep it going.
New Jersey, stand up.
His name is Ritalin. MCs, they just the middlemen. They don't really have a plan other than to extract money from your hand. You gotta understand, I'm kinda faded. Ever since I was a kid, I was kinda jaded. You played it when I put another record out. Yo, you gotta fart, fuck it, Steve, let it out. Last night after Thanksgiving, had a lot of gas. Well, that's why there's a hole inside your ass. Otherwise, where would the gas go? Fuck your cash flow, C's don't have an afro. Is that so? I got a rap, though. You about to get slapped, bro. You act so slow when you don't pay the cover charge. Yo, I heard your mother's large cause she eats too much fried chicken. Yo, you wanna try kicking your bad habits to the curb. Give up the herb, give up the cigarettes, give up the internet. Put on the jacket even if it ain't winter yet, cause you're gonna have withdrawals, lots of chills. They call me C's Mice, K-Chrome, it's Steve Bills, Chrome Bills. When we got the foam gills, I got a Nerf on my neck. You certain to protect, you ain't worthy of the threat, put you in debt. Yo, I'm kinda hairy, that's why my armpits sweat. The blasphemy shirt don't come with the pit stains. Hey yo, ain't shit changed.
Ooh. Ain't shit changed.
Ain't nothing changed.
Got now the pit stain. Stupid flows.
Can we hang out for the next 48 hours?
That was ridiculous.
You guys want to go from episode 68 to episode 100? Like before
go,
the sun comes up?
We gotta go.
I got 11 o'clock bus.
We could get a lot of eps done.
It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited. It runs in the family. So I wonder where your granny be. Where the fuck is she on that family tree?
Whoa.
Cause I'm just trying to break a limb. You can inhale and take it in. I couldn't get the vaporizer to stop, but I'm still rising to the top. I'll take a beer real quick. It's some real shit. You can feel this mass appealing. And started to stray. For the first time I rode the MARC train today from Baltimore to DC. You can see it like it's 3D or CGI. See me why? People got a stupid eye, but then they see me on the street like he's stupid fly.
Whoa.
The best shredder, the trendsetter. Yeah, I kinda dress better since I went to Europe and realized I'm kind of a slob. And yo, right now I kinda just rock up on that microphone when it's Chrome Bill 68. Like, C's, yo, this shit be great. And drug dealers, yo, this shit be weight. So I'll chop it up, but I need 50 straight.
As opposed to 40 gay. Yo, I'll tell the shorties, hey, I grab the mic and kick the best quote. Who you calling bummy? I rock sweatpants and a dress coat.
Business cash.
Business cash. Give this pass to your little ass. I tell you hit the strip and get my cash. I'm a pimp now, but I don't sell your body. I sell your mind. You're a walking encyclopedia. I can tell the time by looking at the sun. Seeing how the stones and the shadows fall. I battle all, but I battle none, cause I only battle myself, except when I battle one. None. I went to the convent. I was like, bitch, I don't like your content, or your concept, or your delivery. She hit me with the rosary. It was chivalry. Backwards, it's never falling off. You know you got the top popping off. It's like a Molotov. I throw it into your crib and watch it light up. I'm a pyro. I watch porno. Porno for pyros. What if they had porno for gyros? Would you eat the tzatziki sauce? Probably not.
He
that'd
said
be gross.
Tzatziki sauce. That's on errors and omissions.
What is it? What's it called?
Tzatziki sauce.
I mean, it's a Japanese gyro.
Tzatziki.
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 I get freaky. I rock mics uniquely.
Wow.
K chromosome. It's a pleasure to see thee.
Yo. It's freestyling. Yes, it's freestyling right now. That's when the words merge. I want to know your best porn search words. When them verbs ascending. So what you putting in that search engine?
Yo, I'll tell you what's up, dog. The P-A-W-G. I like the pogs. Fat ass white girls. That's how I dig it. Black girls too. Fuck it. Throw in the Chinese or maybe a Jew. Maybe you're Spanish. It doesn't matter. Long as you got a big butt and little waist, Caesar's face is going to be up in that place.
Yeah. And right there, that freestyle was amazing work. I'm a major jerk. I'm looking for a name to search.
Okay.
I find some topics that you generic, and then you see a bitch with crazy hairy armpits.
Now, do you like breast sisses? If not, you like butts, Alexis, Texas is? That's a name?
Wow.
Who else we got? There's a lot of them out there. God, I'm freezing up.
I'm a piranha. Lavish Styles is a bitch that looks like Rihanna.
Okay.
I might have seen it when I searched it. Like, word, shit.
And then you worked it. I gotta tell, the back and forth made us even. If I had my choice, I would fuck Jada Stevens. She was on an episode of Vice where the guy gave her a bowl of rice, literally. They went to a restaurant where I think they were eating Asian food. He was an Asian dude. She was major cute with a major boot. Wish you would come see me.
I think straight up, you know, I might have caught her. I was searching on PornMD. Dan Snyder's daughter.
Wow.
I totally fucked that up. Hey. Snyder's daughter was supposed to be the punchline there.
Well,
would have been fun if I could say it. To say it, don't spray it. It's amazing. Had a couple beers, had a couple drinks. Yo, what the fuck you think?
Yo, a lot of rappers think I'm psycho. Maybe true, but we'd all fuck Gianna Michaels. True.
True.
Boo. Who else? Jada Stevens is my jam. Who else? Oh, Brie Olsen, I always felt like was...
They're all... Every girl's name is like Jade or Diamond something. Right. So I don't know.
You Skin, there's actually a girl named... She's fly shit. Skin Diamond?
Skin Diamond.
I was going to say Star is in a lot of people's name, Star. Too.
Two R's.
Jade. Alexa. Like, Alexa Diamond is 10 porn stars' names.
All right, let me throw this at you. So, okay. Speaking of which, and I love how we get loopy at the end. So, Judy Starr was a real, like, she was a dope porn actress. But actually, I saw an interview with her. She's like, yeah, like, I really am not interested in dudes. And I always liked her because I was like, yo, like, when she's having sex, like, she's super into it. But then I saw her, like, 5 years later, she looked beat to shit. Does that prevent you, if you see a porn star that you remember like as being dope, and then if you see them like past their heyday, like Willie Mays in it in center field, just like chugging cock with like no makeup, you know what I mean? Like,
wow,
will you not go back and watch their old shit?
Make sure this is the episode.
The episode is called
To Your Friends and Family.
It's called Chugging Cock with
In Honor of Thanksgiving. We would like to remember that Chrome Bills is a family-friendly show. Make sure to check out that freestyle. Tell a friend, tell a foe. Tell that thought you live with, yo.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah,
play it. I'm gonna have to edit.
Why? I didn't say anything nearly as bad as the Eminem song. He literally was talking about dismembering people. I'm just talking about jerking off. Well, I mean, like.
What was it? In the freestyle, he said something where he was like, I'll slap Lana Del Rey Rice.
Right.
Or Lana Del Rey twice, like Ray Rice. Hit it with a steak knife.
Kill you on a track like Tony Stewart.
That was insane.
That was dope. Well, here's the other thing, too, is you saw Ray Rice got his appeal. He got his suspension overturned. Like, a team could pick him up now. What would happen if, like, you know how New England has that? Like, they picked up LeGarrette Blount, like, after he quit on his team and got cut. What happened if Blount got hurt, Gray got? Like, how many people would the Pats running backs need to get hurt before they pick up Ray Rice? I almost hope that happens.
Oh, they'll pick him up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, they'll get him.
Okay.
On the cheap. Whoever's cheap. What's up?
Which elevator treatment? You want the Solange or the Ray Rice?
Oh, that was the other dude, the freestyle rapper, right?
Yo, shout out anyone that's...
Charlie Clips.
As this show winds down.
Shout out to elevator rappers.
Anyone that's looking for something to just keep your hip-hop shit going, check out Sway in the Morning... Five Fingers of Death freestyle with Your Old Droog. I think that was very, very fucking ill.
It was strong.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to that Charlie Clips Loaded Lux. Oh, no. Charlie Clips T-Rex battle.
That one's out there, too.
That was sick.
Shout out to my new car.
You know what? I actually think that would be a really good way to end every show.
Uh-huh.
Because I even know, as someone who listens to the show, that like I'll get amped up and I'm chilling and then the show ends. I'm like, all right, now what?
Now listen to something else.
So we should cue people up with like one or two things to Google to every time we end a show. And it doesn't always have to be like a specific song, although it can be. It could be like a battle or someone freestyling or even a video of someone like jumping out of the way of a train and landing in safety.
And surviving.
Okay.
Surviving.
All right.
I feel like people should Google Chrome Bills, C-H-R-O-M-E-B-I-L-L-S, and then Slug of Atmosphere or Sage Francis or Edom. We got a lot of interviews with people.
Yep. Definitely.
So if you're tired of my meandering nonsensical diatribes.
I'm not going to lie.
68 cents.
What was the topic on that? Embarrassingly low amounts of money. Was that what it was?
Right.
Are we going to release two on one day, the old twofer? It's White Monday. Yeah, we should have White Monday instead of Black Monday.
That's fine.
Every Monday after Thanksgiving, we put out two Chrome Bills episodes.
That's fine.
White people fuck.
White people.
All right, we got to go. So let's wrap this up.
Okay.
All right. You guys,
it's been real.
You guys,
it's been fun. It's been real fun.
That was ridiculous.
Thank you. So did you. I actually do think
he's
going
to feel bad, though.
And let me add, well, he is. He's going to hurt inside. But you said, did you guys write a diss to Lil B? There was a couple lines, and you'd been thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. I thought about this.
That was dope.
I just didn't finish it. I didn't think we were actually going to get to it. So.
Well, hey, we did. We got to a lot of stuff today.
Yeah.
We cleared out the pipes, if you will. To Jada Stevens.
If... I just want to ask one question as we go out on Black Friday. If Peter Piper picked a pill of fucking pickled peppers and pickles were the best at worm ingested, give it to me while we go out.
If Peter Piper picked a pack of fucking pickled peppers and the peppers picked by Peter were the best has been ingested, and the words that I'm speaking are the peppers manifested, so don't be fucking fickle with the fact that I finesse it.
Wow, god damn, dude. That's dope.
That's jokes.
Chrome Bills, episode 68. You know, one of the main things I miss out of moving to New York from here is being live in the studio with you guys. So this one, for it being Thanksgiving, Black Friday, yep. Shout out Different Styles.
Yep.
Black Friday, I'm just glad to be here. And oh, that was the wrong one. On the reels, it's been real.
Peace.
Good shit, fellas. Sides might get crushed.
As we fade out, do you want to admit that NFL football is really boring if you're not watching Red Zone?
Yeah. It's terrible. It's unwatchable. Just watch the blind side guard.
English Premier League this Saturday. Every day is a new day.
I'd honestly rather read a book.
At the end of that book, someone scores a goal to win 1-0.
That was fucking...
I didn't tape it. That would be awesome.